Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 32. Sleep intervened, weaved its way with him. He never opened a page, never knew the will of the Almighty. If he was exposed to the mind of the Creator, right now he'd have lost the vestige of trust. Almighty confused, vulnerable and decayed, facing up to ruin, a hummingbird with no reverse gear, a cluster of disabilities, unfit to receive entreaties, the Almighty was on its last legs. Without the discovery of honesty in Ireland, the Almighty was so thirsty. He was a bundle of mirages, visions of home, imaginations of despair. There was no firm ground under his seat, surrounded by the knitting and minor deities casting lots. The presences of eternity were reduced to gambling on the outcome of the quest. Second by second, they lost another semblance of personality. It was time anti-clockwise, the drift to incoherence. A young child turned to her father. "Dada, can I please watch the television?" "Dad, please, 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 please may I watch some television, please, Dada?" "You may," said the lazy man. "Hooray!" She took his thumb and pulled it towards the other room, dropped a tea towel on the tiles of the kitchen floor and shuffled across the cold into the nursery. "Come on, Daddy." She occupied the armrest of a cream sofa. "Who's on the menu today, Dada?" The dressing gown wanted to hear the news on the radio, a vacant and a sleepy mind not yet woken with rhyme. Here was a man wrestling with consequences, up to his waist in the flood of bishops swimming for their lives, the Dubai default by Bertie Ahern, confessions by Brian Cowan. He heard Martin ask whether there was a paedophile ring in his parishes. Funny handshakes. It was as if you could turn in no direction without transubstantiation. Such was the transfiguration of abominating proportions. The father of the child needed tea and the internet. His past stripped naked, the flesh of his heroes mortified and betrayed. It was as if he'd become an old woman, reft, out of wool, all trust bust. News or booze, bulletins to distract the dreams he used to have in front of the stations of the cross, quicksand now. The hope with which he crossed the floor with Dev and took control of the reins of power and wrote the constitution that balanced church and state in a web of deference, reverence by association with purple. All those days painted black now. This was the last Sunday morning before the start of the afterlife. Only the unlikely discovery of the impossible dream lay between this male and trees whose leaves would never return. "He has no water, boss. The fucker hasn't washed in days. I can smell him. Just say the word and he'll be snuffed out, boss. I'll claim him for you. He's doomed, boss." "What? Ah, boss, you want me to follow him into the sauna?" "'Twas far from fucking saunas I was reared, boss." I'd fucking faint in there. Aren't they full of fucking Russians? Okay, boss. Whatever you say, boss. I love it. You're a fucking genius, boss. Of course I lock him in there, boss. There'll be no way he'll get out until he's fried, boss. I roast the fucker, boss. I've seen The Godfather too, boss. We won't waste any fucking horse's head on this cunt, boss. With that, our hitman put his mobile back in the holster and hoped his chief would be better humor after the Man U match. It was time to stop the nosy Parker. The bishop from Donegal looked at the map, traced the journeys, followed the vectors, counted the donations that trickled in for the recently released priest. My parishioners have an endless capacity for forgiveness. There is none so loved as the sinner returned to the fold. Didn't Christ do time for humanity? A priest that has raped a child and moved on may be a better minister. The valley of sin is much misunderstood. You don't need to be an Opus Dei to learn that. I know my soul will be clean when I face my Maker. Isn't the Bishop of Rome one of us? Didn't he sin in his youth? Wasn't he misunderstood too? Look at him today. Meanwhile, the rainwater trickled down the neck of a banker. His house leaked, reputation creaked, the Sunday Independent fit for the fire, his boiled egg hard, neglected, his wife and family out praying as he cursed the news that his Caribbean haven was exposed. Even the toast was burnt. Shit flew in formation. The new boss of Allied Irish was one of the old guard. It is a bloody foreigner, and he is stopping one of three. By your stubbly beard and critical eye, now why for stops you me? The Taoiseach's doors are opened wide, and I am close to him. The party's grand, the feast is set. Let's hear the merry din. He grips him with his bony hand. There was a snip, cried he. Be off, release me, greybeard fool. Garsoons, his hand dropped he. Oh, he's motoring now, a verse at last. I hope we'll get the whole albatross with the focus on flight and not some of that old cliche shite about water looking for a mouth. We've had quite enough flooding for my taste. I see the crowd in the pale are under the cosh now. They're an Olivia flowing over. Someone told me, if that Wicklow Dam goes, the Liffey's finished. Kavanagh washed away from the canal, the Lewis gone suis, the spire on fire, and the whore with the jacuzzi in the sewer, bollocksed. Can we have a bit of the old Coleridge? They all read him in Ball's Bridge, a D4 poem. They never got the point of haiku south of Ringsend until they got to Bono overlooking the bay. Come on now. You've only one day to write your masterpiece before they fleece you. He holds him with his bittering eye, and the cabinet man stood still and listens like a naked lad. The foreigner had his will. The elected turd sat on his throne. He cannot help but hear. And so went on that wizened man, the green-eyed foreigner. I told you, he told him that withering night, the truth of the matter that happened all right. 'Twas as if he'd broken the seals of confession and found all the scripts translated. The party was the background, the love of all before it. The movement, right or wrong, the chorus of their anthem. Wolf Tone and Emmett held their shirts, the boys, the Hurleys tight. To hell with all begrudgers, let them take their lives away. I am the boss, you are the boss, we are all the walrus. Hip hip hooray, three cheers for Dev. You could smell the ardesh and press the flesh. It was a wild tribe around the flame, totem poles in every pocket, electricity from screwed down sockets. The building boom was dead. Long live the building boom. At length, out came Albert the boss. Through the sweat he came, as if he had been on Christian soil. We praised it in sod's name. God save you, ancient foreigner, from Poland that plagues you so. Why misery with double cross? I shot Albert the boss. And I had done the devil's thing, and it would blow the gaff, for all agreed I had slain the lie that made the prophets flow. Ah, bastard, they said, our lie to nail that made the prophets flow. Like castor sugar, mountain tops are sweet with snow, an edge on the wind. Logs ripe for the flame, a sacrifice burnt for warmth. Embers smile and wait. Red breast for winter, fancy dress party over, pride bleeding on snow. End of Canto 32.